News with N. Roth in a minute from Studio St. Paul, Minneapolis, 830 WCCO.
Pardon me, sir. Would you consider electric heat for your home?
I'm bullheaded. You'll have to show me electric heat is worth it.
Okay, let's ask the folks who live with it. Listen to Alvin Hansen of Minot, North Dakota.
Electric heat, to me, is the most modern thing going in the line of house heating today.
Here's what Dell Fanning of Sioux Falls, South Dakota, has to say.
The cost is just about an even toss-up, dollar for dollar.
Listen to what Mrs. Chester Baelke of Chautauqua, Wisconsin, says.
If anybody was to ask me to put in electric heat, I would say yes, because I would do it again.
There's your answer. In a recent survey of all the electric heat homeowners in NSP's area, the overwhelming majority said, we'd do it again. If you're skeptical about electric heat, ask the folks who live with it. They'll tell you it's worth it.
WCCO Radio News, Viet Cong Raid, Saigon Police Station. The news is brought to you by the Ask for Motor Oil Pennzoil, the 100% pure Pennsylvania oil that contains Z7 and needs no other additive of any kind. Six Viet Cong terrorists disguised as South Vietnamese soldiers raided a Saigon police station today and killed six policemen and Marines. And two U.S. Air Force jets mistakenly dropped napalm bombs today on American infantrymen about 20 miles north of Saigon. First reports say that seven Americans were killed. The bombs were intended for communist troops 50 yards from the Americans. President Johnson is flying to Idaho this morning for a visit to the National Reactor Testing Station. Other stops for the president today will be Denver, Colorado, and Pryor, Oklahoma. New Jersey State Police say that they've captured a man wanted for questioning in the killing of five persons and the wounding of two others in New Haven, Connecticut, early today. Police have been looking for 37-year-old Arthur Davis since the multiple shootings in a housing project. A survivor identified Davis as the killer, and the sister of one of the victims said that Davis was angry because her sister had jilted him. Soviet authorities broke up a news conference today in Moscow when a California professor began criticizing the Soviet Union. Stephen Smale of Berkeley was supposed to limit his remarks to a denunciation of U.S. policies in Vietnam. Hurricane Faith is on the outer edges of the Leeward and Virgin Island chains this morning. Residents of Puerto Rico are preparing to be hit by the storm's 100-mile-an-hour winds later today. The Weather Bureau says Faith is on a course that'll take her within 50 to 75 miles of the capital, San Juan, earlier this evening. Say, let's talk for a minute about the car you're driving today. It's a much better auto than cars used to be. Today's automobiles cost more to buy and more to repair, and we drive them longer and harder between oil changes. They give motor oil a beating it's never had to take before, and that's an important fact. Think about it, and you'll agree, the car you're driving today needs the best motor oil you can buy. And that's why more and more people are asking for Pennzoil motor oil. You put your mind at ease when you put this famous pure Pennsylvania oil in your crankcase. It's a tough film oil that does not break down under any conditions. And you know, it's nice to know that you get this extra Pennzoil protection and save money, too. Why? Because Pennzoil contains Z7, and you need buy no extra additive. Yes, sir, more than ever before, your car needs Pennzoil. How do you get Pennzoil? Ask for it wherever you go for gasoline or service. When you need motor oil, ask for Pennzoil. Pennzoil is worth asking for. Two crop dusting planes crashed near Fairmont, Minnesota last night. 19-year-old James Allsworth was killed, and his 21-year-old brother Gene was critically injured. The two planes were spraying corn when James's plane stalled during a turn and plunged into the field, bursting into flames. Gene then apparently panicked, and his plane nosedived into the ground and flipped over, but did not catch fire. Lieutenant Governor Sandy Keith takes his campaign against Governor Rovog to Moose Lake, Minnesota today. In prepared remarks, Keith accuses Rovog of basing his campaign on slogans, sympathy, and substantial sums of money. The Minneapolis City Council will vote today on a new civil rights ordinance. Yesterday, leaders of local civil rights organizations urged the council to defeat the measure because it lacks adequate enforcement measures. But the chairman of the Council Ordinance and Legislation Committee, Alderman Dan Cohen, says he feels compliance measures of the so-called Fair Housing Ordinance would be effective. It's going to be fair and warmer in CCO land today and in the east tomorrow, but cloudiness, thunderstorms, and cooler air will move into the western Dakotas today and then move slowly eastward. Highs today mostly in the 80s and 90s. Minnesota will be fair and a little warmer through tomorrow. Highs today from 76 northeast to 92 west and south. Twin Cities will be sunny and warmer today and again tomorrow. High today 88 up to 92 tomorrow, down to 58 tonight. A bright and sunny, beautiful 61 degrees this morning. The wind is southwest at 6, humidity 87%, barometer 29.97 and rising. Sunrise at 6:28, sunset at 8:02. Dick Enroth reporting for Pennzoil with Z7, the motor oil that's asked for by more people than any other brand. To get this famous pure Pennsylvania oil every time you need oil, ask for it at new car dealers and garages and at the service stations where you like to buy your gasoline. Pennzoil is worth asking for. The news tomorrow will be brought to you by new McGarvey Coffee. And fresh back from a conquest of New York, Howard Viking, welcome home.
Conquest? Scared to death. They kicked me out.
Better rated insurance. Modern protection with the human touch for life, business, home, and car.
If you examine the workman's compensation insurance policies of a number of insurance companies, you'd find they all read pretty much alike. But there's an important difference that doesn't show. With Federated's unique rating plan, you can save substantial amounts of money. You can because it's the number of your claims that count, not the claims of other firms with poor safety records. Also, you need not be penalized for one big loss. And Federated's skilled field underwriters work with you to help keep losses to a minimum. Just listen to a few examples from Federated's files of savings made. An auto dealer saved 30%. A contractor saved $2,400. And a manufacturer saved 32%. Shouldn't you look into Federated's unique rating plan? Call your Federated man.
Federated insurance. Modern protection with the human touch.
In Duluth, ask Bob Kern to check over whether you can save money on your workman's compensation insurance.
Good morning. Good morning. Well, it always happens. You visit the big city, you're overwhelmed and you're excited, and people treat you great and all that. But I didn't get the job, and I'm glad the station is taking me back in the payroll here. And thanks to you, Roger, and to Dick Chapman for taking over while I was gone. So now on at the Howard Viking Show. Here's Jane Morgan.
10 girls ago.
John Gary.
I wish that I had met you 10 girls ago. My 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10 times.
John Gary in person. No, not in person, but he will be in the Twin Cities in person October 2nd, singing with the Minneapolis Symphony Orchestra. It's 8:10. Twin City temperature now is 61 degrees, a beautiful morning. Wind is southwest at 6 miles an hour. Are there any honest-to-goodness bargain hunters with an earshot of my voice? If you are listening, bargain hunter, I have some money-saving news for you. I have even if you aren't listening. You bargain hunters can set your sights on a quiet quality 66 Ford and bag one at a low, low closeout price. There's no limit to the amount of savings you can realize right now during Bill Boyer Ford's official 1966 Ford clearance sale. They're all fair game. Whatever you want, Fairlanes, Galaxies, Mustangs, every 66 in the lot, including house cars and demonstrators. It's a happy hunting ground. Bill Boyer Ford, 12th and Harmon in downtown Minneapolis, where the official 1966 Ford clearance sale is going on right now. But a word to the wise bargain hunter. Get down to Bill Boyer Ford just as soon as you can because this promises to be the shortest clearance sale ever. And remember, now more than ever, you can save money at Bill Boyer Ford during the official 1966 Ford clearance sale. And good hunting to you. It's 8:12, 61 degrees in the Twin Cities. You know, during World War II, there was a shortage of coffee. A neighborhood grocer devised a system, however, of giving his preferred customers the scarce item, coffee. Instead of coffee, they were to ask for canary seed. Canary seed. Imagine the surprise of a newcomer in the store when she heard the grocer say, does your canary drip or perk?
Hi, I'm Jim Cott of the Minnesota Twins. Have you tasted what's happening to milk lately? Cloverleaf milk, that is. It now comes in a variety of cool flavors. A big favorite at our house is Cloverleaf chocolate malted flavored milk. It's great just as it comes in the carton, or add a scoop of ice cream. My boy Jimmy says it tastes like the malt you buy at the soda fountain. Get Cloverleaf chocolate malted flavored milk at all fine stores that carry Cloverleaf products. And watch for new flavors every month.
Cloverleaf's new root beer flavored milk is available at Hotchkiss Grocery, Kreiman's Dairy Store, and Target stores. And while I was gone, didn't Cott win another game for the Twins? Was it 19 now, huh? For Jimmy, or is it, you'll get 20 then. We have both football for you, Vikings football tonight beginning at 5:30, or is it 5:20, and then Twins baseball tonight here on CCO Radio. It's 13 past 8, Twin City temperature 61 degrees, wind is southwest at 6 miles an hour. Joyce Lamont will be in very shortly. And while doing the Arthur Godfrey show, it's very difficult to acknowledge the many telegrams and the letters of good wishes and all that I received from listeners, because the network, of course, frowns on taking that time to mention names of people that aren't even... The people's names would mean nothing to other parts of the country. They would here in CCO land, but people like... people I haven't even met myself. Mrs. William Powell of West Minnehaha Parkway, thanks for the nice telegram. This one here... says, nice going, Howard. Keep up the good work. And it signed the old Flint Hill parents, the parents of the Flint Hill singers. Didn't they do a good job? Saw them at the airport leaving Kennedy Airport last night, leaving New York, as we did. They were taking another flight, and we were on another flight. But they did a fine job. And says, dear Howard, this telegram, heard the plug for Boone and Erickson. It sounded great. We'll do the same for you this afternoon on our Boone Erickson show. This one, good show, Howie. Proud that one of our boys made it big. Friends in your graduating class of 1942. That's all it signed. And congratulations, buddy. You're great, signed Dick and Tricia, other friends. Jack Lucas says office routine and looking at girls. Stop at 10 a.m. this week. You are doing a terrific job. Best regards, Jack Lucas. And from Betty and Dan, and they say, good luck with the Flint Hills. And Aunt Goody, and my sister Elaine, and Jerry and David in California. And then from people, mail came into Arthur Godfrey's desk and addressed to me from people all over the country who wish you good luck and things like that. So it's quite a thrilling experience, but it's great to be back, as they always say. 8:15 now, the temperature is 61 degrees, the wind is southwest 6 miles an hour, and the high today, 88.
Here comes the busiest young man in town. Hi there, can you stop?
We'd like to talk. Sorry, can't talk now. Gotta keep going. Need the money.
Need money for a bike? Vacation, maybe?
No, sir, nothing like that. I'm lending my money to the biggest bank in town. Guaranteed interest. That's my money-making secret. Lend your money to the bank. See, you gotta go now.
You're never too young or too old to learn. Lending to a bank is a different way of looking at the security of money you want to save, quite different from savings that involve anticipated dividends. When you deposit money in First National Bank, you are actually lending at interest that's guaranteed in advance. As little as $20 for a certificate of deposit will earn an effective annual return of 4.64%. Interest guaranteed and your money protected up to $10,000 by the Federal Deposit Insurance Corporation. At Minnesota's oldest, Saint's largest bank, First National Bank of St. Paul.
Here's Jane Morgan.
I was feeling so bad. Asked the family doctor what I had.
That was Jane Morgan. And Joyce, she's going to sing that that song on the Godfrey Show this morning.
I just checked the network, and I heard her sing it.
Oh, is that right?
Yes.
They let us tape the Godfrey Show this morning. Otherwise, we wouldn't be able to have both Jane Morgan and Virginia Graham. This nutty lady, this talker, you know?
Oh, yes.
Is she funny?
I'll just bet she is.
And she's got a brilliant mind, and it's going about 400 miles an hour.
Uh-huh.
And, of course, she talks. But the show is taped this morning, so when Jane Morgan sang this song, Good Lovin',
mm-hmm.
why, boy, as Richard Hayes said, you should have seen her sing it.
No, I
have. I tell you. It's 19 after 8, Twin City temperature 61, the high today 88. We'll hear from Joyce in just a minute.
Reach for the package that says it, says Schweiger. It's better for a meal or a snack. Pick Schweiger. Schweiger makes it better.
Here's a mealtime idea that's really great. For family or friends, an at-home meal becomes something really special when you whip up a super home buffet with Schweigert Super Slice Luncheon Meats. Schweigert Super Slice Luncheon Meats are super size, 4.5 inches square, big enough to cover the bread. But the biggest thing about Schweigert Super Slice Luncheon Meats is the taste, the biggest and best taste in town. Next time you shop, pick up a variety of Schweigert Super Slice Luncheon Meats. There are more than 30 super delicious types to choose from. Schweigert Super Sliced Luncheon Meats for a super home buffet. Yeah, we had a great time doing the show there, but I want to thank you and Bob. This telegram I got from you, it says, the first show is great, the rest will be tremendous. Your roommates are proud of you. Love and applause, Star and Daisy. See, we always call Bob the Star around here and everywhere, and Daisy's my nickname for Joyce because of the Dayton commercials for their Daisy sale years ago.
It's a Daisy.
It's a Daisy. Yeah. Well, thanks, Daisy.
Well, you sounded just great. I enjoyed every show. I had a feeling that you were a little bit nervous. In fact, you said that on your first show.
Oh, yeah.
But just at the beginning.
Mm-hmm.
But you seem to enjoy it so thoroughly.
Well, not till really the last few shows. The one today now with this Virginia Graham, they were all so nice to you, you know. Mm-hmm. But then it's a different thing there. You're sitting in Arthur Godfrey's chair. Can you imagine such a thing, you know? It's quite a frightening thing there. And then you have a producer right in your right hand, as close to me as you are, who points to when he wants, when you talk to these people, to the guests, Cyril Richard or whoever, Virginia Graham, or you want a song from Richard Hayes or Jane Morgan. And then there's a director in the control room, and then their engineers aren't nearly as good-looking as ours.
Couldn't they?
They have two or three of them, and...
You feel the pressure, in a way, because you have to... Well, you have to come out right on the very dot, don't you? Eventually.
Well, a little bit. Then you just know you're talking to a network, and that scares the daylights out of you, so. Jerg.
Well, you didn't sound nervous.
Hey, Cyril Richard says to say hello to you.
Well, he sounded like a tremendous guest.
Yeah, he was.
Had a fine time, did you?
It sure did, Jerg.
Oh,
yeah.
Glad to have you back.
Good to be back, I tell you. Don't tell the boss that.
Oh.
It's 22 after 8 now. The temperature's 61. Here's Joyce's special event.
Now we have the state fair, Howard.
Oh, that's one reason why I came back early.
Yeah.
So glad to get back for the fair.
Gates of the Minnesota State Fair open at noon today. There's half-price admission today, 50 cents. Children under 12 free when accompanied by an adult. The charge will be 50 cents for your car if you want to park on the fairgrounds today. Junior exhibitors in the horse show will present two free shows today, one at 10 o'clock this morning and then another one at 12:30. Gates will open at 6 tomorrow morning and every day of the fair. Their county fair is going on in Minnesota, ending today the Cook County Fair in Grand Marais. The fairs in Alexandria and Caledonia will continue through tomorrow in Appleton and Marshall through Sunday. In Wisconsin, the Dodge County Fair in Beaver Dam and the Manitowoc County Fair in Manitowoc will also run through Sunday.
Be sure you hear the Godfrey Show today because it's Virginia Graham of Girl Talk. Talks about many things. Very,
yes.
Very down-to-earth problems of the day and refers sometimes to things like Lydia Pinkham's on the rocks and other things. Yeah, so it's really funny.
This morning, did you start out with a smile or a sneeze? A sneeze could be something in the air. Hay fever pollen, non-stop sneezing, unending tears, continuous sniffles. Hay fever is an around-the-clock problem. But now you can fight back around the clock. Just take a Contac capsule each morning and another at night. Over 600 tiny time pills in each contact capsule soothe the itch and burn from your eyes. Dry your tears, dry your sniffles. Take away that about-to-sneeze feeling for up to 12 hours. So start your hay fever day with Contact and a smile. And have a nice day. Contact, today's largest-selling hay fever and cold medication at your pharmacy.
Twins baseball tonight at 10 to 8, the Twins at Chicago, and then football tonight beginning at 5:20 here on CCO Radio. This is the Gunter Kallman chorus and All the Bells. Gunter Kallman's orchestra and chorus, a new album there and an old song. 27 after 8, Twin City temperature 61 degrees. And to those of you who count strawberries and cream as your summer favorite, Kemp's Crescent has dedicated an ice cream. They have fresh strawberry ice cream. A magnificent example of why ice cream is just ice cream, unless it's Kemp's Crescent. You see, this ice cream is made from the real stuff. Ripe red strawberries picked at their peak of sweetness, and fresh, rich Minnesota cream. One of the all-time perfect combinations, if you ask me. But don't ask me. Try it for yourself. Fresh strawberry ice cream from Kemp's Crescent, including red ripe strawberries picked fresh at their very sweetest. Kemp's Crescent fresh strawberry ice cream. Better by the half gallon because there's more of it. Bring some home to your family this weekend. Kemp's Crescent fresh strawberry ice cream. You know, Jack Benny is very proud of his violin. It's a family heirloom. Mr. Benny says, my great-grandfather passed it down to my grandfather passed it down to my father, and my father sold it to me.
Bring your life up to date today. Live the easy way with electricity. Electricity from NSP. Bring your life up to date today. The convenient way with electricity from NSP.
And now you can bring your child's study lighting up to date with a scientifically designed study lamp. Research shows that children who study under proper lighting conditions tend to do better in school. Eight lamp manufacturers, in cooperation with the Better Light, Better Sight Bureau, have developed scientifically designed study lamps. Right now, your dealer is offering these lamps at special back-to-school prices, $14.95 to $18.95. Why not bring your child's study lighting up to date? Look for these specially priced lamps wherever lamps are sold. A group of neighborhood kids are talking. One says to the other, my dad is a doctor. He practices medicine. The other kid says, my father's a PhD, and he practices psychiatry. The third kid says, well, my father is a D.D., a doctor of divinity. He doesn't practice anything. He just preaches.
Discovered in the air. Discovered on the seas. Discovered everywhere.
The new longer length of filter-tipped Pall-Mall. You get that same famous length of fine Pall-Mall tobaccos, the finest quality money can buy, and a filter tip. For a taste that challenges comparison, unmistakably Pall-Mall. Now filter cigarette smokers can say,
I know what I like, and I like the taste of Pall-Mall Gold. That luxury length,
I like.
That Pall-Mall taste,
I like.
I know what I like, and I like the taste of Pall-Mall Gold.
Discover the long filter cigarette that's long on flavor. Filter-tipped Pall-Mall in the distinctive gold pack. Outstanding.
And they are mild.
Studio St. Paul, Minneapolis, 830 WCCO.
American napalm bombs mistakenly hit Americans. This is Jurgen Nash reporting your 830 news and presented by the largest savings institution in our part of the country, Twin City Federal, where dividends help in an important way to make your savings grow. Six Viet Cong terrorists, disguised as South Vietnamese soldiers, raided a Saigon police station today and killed six policemen and Marines, and two U.S. Air Force jets mistakenly dropped napalm bombs today on American infantrymen, and at least seven Americans were killed. The bombs were intended for communists 50 yards away. An American university professor was hustled away by strong-arm men in Moscow today when he spoke out against the absence of freedom of expression in Russia. Stephen Smale of Berkeley was supposed to limit his remarks to a denunciation of U.S. policies in Vietnam. New Jersey State Police say they've captured a man wanted for questioning in the killing of five persons and the wounding of two others in New Haven, Connecticut this morning. The shootings occurred at a housing project. President Johnson has left Washington on his way to Arco, Idaho, where he'll visit the National Reactor Testing Station. Other stops for the president today will be Denver, Colorado, and Pryor, Oklahoma. Two crop-dusting planes crashed over Fairmont, Minnesota last night. 19-year-old James Allsworth of Fairmont was killed, and his 21-year-old brother Gene was critically injured. James' plane stalled during a turn and plunged into the field and then burst into flames. Gene apparently panicked, and his plane nosedived into the ground and flipped over, but it did not catch fire. The Minneapolis City Council will vote today on a new civil rights ordinance. Local civil rights leaders have urged the council to defeat the measure because they say it lacks adequate enforcement measures. But the chairman of the Council Ordinance and Legislation Committee, Dan Cohen, says he feels compliance measures would be effective. The Wisconsin Tax Department says taxable property last year was more than $1 billion higher than in 1964. The figure of $23.5 billion of taxable property is based on full value assessments, local assessments, and tax levies by counties on real and personal property. A salesman from a Bloomington, Minnesota auto store will appear in municipal court Monday on charges of selling a $1.50 can of auto wax on a Sunday. The complaint is the first since the state Supreme Court upheld the suburb Sunday closing law last month. Well, in sports, our Minnesota Twins open a four-game stand tonight in Chicago against the White Sox. Jim Merritt will start for the Twins. He'll face Chicago's John Bozart. In yesterday's action, Baltimore nipped Cleveland 4-3. That one won 11 innings, and as a result, the Orioles maintain their 11.5-game lead over Detroit. The Tigers blanked Chicago 8-0. California beat the Yanks 5-1. Boston took a pair from Kansas City 8-6 and 4-1. In the National League, San Francisco assumed a half-game lead over Pittsburgh after the Pirates were beaten by Philadelphia 4-1. In the only other game, the Chicago Cubs edged the Mets 3-2. We'll have a look at the weather in a minute. The Twin City Federal folks stress passbook saving because it is the most convenient of several ways to save. Put in any amount anytime, take out money the day you need it without waiting for the end of a given time period. Now that's the beauty of a Twin City Federal passbook savings account. And what's more, Twin City Federal pays a generous return on that convenient savings plan. The current rate is 4.5% per year, and it's compounded quarterly, which works out to be $4.58 per year on each $100 that you save. Now, that is with the convenience of passbook saving. The future is great for you and for your savings at Twin City Federal. 8th and Marquette is the address in Minneapolis. 6th and Robert in St. Paul. With branch offices in Anoka, Robbinsdale, Edina, Excelsior, Southdale, Harmar Mall in Roseville, and at 56th and Nicollet, where the famous twin clock flashes the time and the temperature. Well, talk about temperatures. Clear skies and mild readings dominate the weather picture over CCO land today. Wisconsin, sunny and warm today. Fair, a bit warmer tonight and tomorrow. Minnesota, fair and warmer through tomorrow. Today's highs, 76 to 84 in the northeast, 82 to 92 in the west and south, with lows tonight, 54 to 62. Twin Cities, fair, a little warmer through tomorrow, with southwesterly breezes 8 to 15 miles an hour today. High today, 88. Low tonight, 58. High tomorrow, up to 92. In the Twin Cities right now, the twin clock flashing 61 degrees. Light breeze from the southwest now, 6 miles an hour. Humidity 87%. Barometric pressure rising. The reading now 29.97. Skies over the Twin Cities at this hour are clear and sunny. 61 degrees, the present temperature. And that's the 8:30 news brought to you by the home of thrift in our wonderful part of the USA. Twin City Federal, where safety always comes first. Jurgen Nash speaking. Tomorrow morning, your 8:30 news will be presented by Northwest Orient Airlines. Howard, I'll bet you're glad to be back here where you can get away with giving a lot of lip to simple guys like me.
Yeah. Kind of scared there, you know. Coffee's better here in Studio 5, too, than in Godfrey's studio.
It is?
Yeah.
Oh, I'll bet it is, too.
This tastes like tea.
It does, huh?
Yeah, I know. Ours tastes like varnish, boy, after you've been brewing it a while.
Thanks, Jerk.
All right. Good to have you back, boy.
24 minutes to 9. Temperature in the Twin Cities is... Is it still 61? Or was it an 8:30 reading?
That's the same reading, 61.
61 degrees. High today, 88.
Shake hands with L.S. Green today. Shake hands with L.S. Green. The finest menthol cigarette that you have ever seen. You know that this tobacco is just the kind you like. For the L and the S in L.S. Green, they stand for Lucky Strike.
Lucky Strike Green, filter tip, the fine tobacco cigarette with menthol.
For the smoothest taste you've ever known, shake hands with L.S. Green.
Did you hear? In today's spirit of brotherhood, you know, which is all over the nation, it's rumored that the Masons and the Knights of Columbus will merge to form a new group called the Masonites.
Down by the old mill stream. There we were swinging by the old mill stream.
That's by Count Basie and the Alan Copeland Singers at 21 minutes to 9 now. Temperature 61 degrees. Driving a car today is one of the most difficult, demanding tasks we face. Just think about it for a minute as you sit waiting for that stop sign. Our streets and highways are being clogged by more and more cars, and they are traveling faster and faster. Believe me, more than anything, your seeing habits determine how good you are behind the wheel. The expert driver is constantly alert. He never allows himself the lazy luxury of staring. Don't stare. To avoid accidents, keep your eyes moving. Do not stare at the car ahead longer than 2 seconds, and don't let yourself be distracted by things that have nothing to do with your driving. Concentrate. Man alive, I tell you, a girl watching in along Manhattan there in the Madison Avenue, that was really terrific. The sights you see. Little short skirts, and then all the ladies, it seems, have these artificial eyelashes on. Very heavily made up. It's quite distracting, so don't let nothing interfere with your driving. Concentrate and stay alert. One important way to stay alive on the highways is to have a regular eye examination by a competent professional eye examiner. Your vision is priceless. Your eyes guide your every movement behind the wheel of an automobile. If you shop for cheap eye care and eyewear, you are courting disaster on the highway. Give your priceless eyes only the best of care. This message was brought to you by the Upper Midwest Council for Better Vision. 19 minutes to 9, Twin City temperature is 61 degrees. The high today, 88, believe it or not. What happened on this day in 1859, New York City? A hotel guest removed from one floor to another on a thing called an elevator. They used elevators for the first time in New York City on this day in 1859.
Boy, I hope that outboard doesn't quit again. You know, this fishing leaves your hands rough and dry enough without having to work on a motor.
Here, use Cornhuskers lotion on those hands. I always keep Cornhuskers in the tackle box. It goes with me on every fishing trip.
There's a smart fisherman. He knows summer sun and water can leave hands rough and dry, but Cornhuskers lotion gives welcome relief. Take a tip from men whose hands really take a beating. Construction workers and road crews. Cornhuskers works for working hands. No frilly bottle, no fancy fragrance. Just a heavy-duty, concentrated lotion.
When your hands get rough or dry from work or play, get Cornhuskers lotion. So concentrated, just a little dab is all you need. 'Cause that little dab goes a long, long way. Try Cornhuskers. It works.
18 to 9, 61 degrees in the Twin Cities. You want to know what the forecast is? Well, I guess I threw it in the wastebasket. I'll get you a new here it is, forecast for the Twin Cities. Fair and a little warmer today through tomorrow, wind southerly. High today, 88, high tomorrow, 92. But it'll be cooling off down to 58 tonight for good sleeping, and same thing tomorrow night. Talking with these people during the Godfrey show, why, it's... It's fun to compare our twin cities, St. Paul and Minneapolis, with things they have in New York City. And you've got to understand, I'm thinking of Dayton's now. They have some beautiful stores in New York City, like, Saks Fifth Avenue and Macy's and FAO Schwarz and all. As I told, telling Virginia Graham yesterday, that was on today's program, that we weren't taping it. However, they don't let you put that kind of conversation on the network because it's too obviously a kind of a commercial plug, they call it, and they won't let it go by as hard as you try. But these stores there in Manhattan, real estate is at such a premium cost that they don't have escalators in these stores. They can't, afford the space. They can't afford to take away that space to put in the convenience for the customers of escalators, as they do here in our part of the country. So I was chiding Virginia Graham about that and telling her all about Dayton's. Incidentally, Dayton's is having a big sale of rugs and carpeting at the Southdale Auditorium, your chance for exciting savings. You can choose from a tremendous selection of quality broadloom, prices drastically reduced on wool, nylon, and acrylic pile carpeting from famous mills. You'll also find great values in broadloom remnants, many textures and decorator colors in sizes to fit almost any room, no matter how dinky or how large. You can save on area rugs, too. Bold Spanish designs and rich Mediterranean patterns to add a colorful accent to your room. These are offered at special sale prices. Now, on rugs, beautify your home for fall entertaining. With a Dayton's custom account, it's easy to spread out the cost. Pay just pennies a day on DCA. This continues through tomorrow. This three-day sale continues through tomorrow at Dayton's Southdale Auditorium.
Tiny bubble, airline.
That's Don Ho 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 and Tiny Bubbles.
Hi, Randy Merriman speaking for the Chevrolet Twins, Downtown Chevrolet in Minneapolis and Midway Chevrolet in St. Paul. No one in his right mind wants to sell something for less than it's worth. So, why have the Chevrolet Twins slashed prices on their stock of over 600 used cars? Well, it's not because they want to. They have to. Because the 27 a day for the Twins' new car sale is bringing in a flood of new trade-ins every day. Because selling you a fine used car at a fabulous low price is the best way they know to move used cars fast. And these are exceptionally clean cars in both appearance and performance. Each carries the Chevrolet Twins' 25,000-mile, 12-month warranty. You'd expect to pay premium prices for cars like these. But right now at the Chevrolet Twins, they're sale price at the lowest prices in years. Yes, it's a once-in-a-lifetime used car sale at the Chevrolet Twins. Midway Chevrolet St. Paul across from Ward's and Downtown Chevrolet 16th and Hennepin in Minneapolis.
Hiya, Jane.
No.
I mean, Joyce. Jiminy.
Let's see now. Jane is going to be on your show today.
Jane Morgan will be on today with Virginia Graham.
With Virginia Graham.
And Richard Hayes.
Uh-huh. He sounds like such fun.
He's a very nice fella.
Very clever, isn't he? Witty.
He is, uh-huh. And he's not very tall. He makes up for it and his thinking. He's a close friend of Alan Gray's.
I know. He mentioned that yesterday. Oh, fun. Well, on with special events news. Today is Farm-to-Market Day in Owatonna, Minnesota, and Red Wing will have its annual Farm-to-Market Day tomorrow. The annual Colonel's Party will be held tomorrow and Sunday in Wells, Minnesota. Big day will be Sunday, starting with a parade at 2, and from 3:30 to 7:30, free buttered corn on the cob will be served in the Wells Park. At 8:30, there'll be a water show, followed by a fireworks display at 9:15. The steam engine threshing days, canceled last weekend because of rain, will be held tomorrow and Sunday, starting at 1 o'clock each afternoon at the Westland Farm, 10 miles south of Atwater, Minnesota, on County Road 2.
Is your household budget becoming squeezed a bit these days? Well, with food being a major item in your budget, it's important that you know what the best food values are and give your family nutritious, delicious eating and still be kind to your budget. The best value in meat is turkey. Turkey's delicious flavor is sure to please everyone, and yet it costs so little, very little. Although turkey can be prepared in many different ways,
barbecue turkey is fast becoming more and more popular for casual summertime eating. You can buy family-sized turkeys just right for your rotisserie in sizes from anywhere from 6 to 10 pounds. And for the ultimate in convenience, try a boneless turkey roast. Boneless turkey roasts are made from fresh, light, and dark turkey meat, formed into a compact roll weighing anywhere from 2 to 4 pounds. A turkey roast has all the delicious goodness of a whole turkey, yet it has no bones. For serving, just slice off like a loaf of bread. For free recipes on turkey cookery, write to WCCO Radio, Minneapolis or St. Paul, or write to Minnesota Turkey, 1563 University Avenue, St. Paul.
My uncle used to love me, but she died. A chicken ain't chicken till it's licking good fried. Cut fried deep on the sunny side. My uncle used to love me, but she died.
There you are, music lovers. That's a new one by Roger Miller called My Uncle Used to Love Me, But She Died. He's clever, isn't he? Kind of tetch, but clever. He's dumb like a fox. My uncle used to love me, but she died. 7 minutes till nine now. Temperature 61.
A look. Alive. Action. Drive. When you make your move, Chevelle. Yeah, Chevelle is happening. When you get there in a Chevelle, they'll know you've arrived. SS-396 Chevelle. Turbojet V8 power for the guy who's going places. Chevelle is happening. For really getting somewhere, turn it on. It'll turn you on. SS-396 Chevelle. Chevelle is today the Chevrolet way.
By George, be sure you stop by the Minnesota State Fair and say hello. All of us are so looking forward to this week at the State Fair, eh, Jerg?
I plan to. I'm going to walk right up here and shake hands with you.
Hey, you broadcasting your noon news tomorrow from
yes,
the fair
yes,
at 12:30.
I am.
And Roger will be there with the best of Boone Erickson from 10 to 11.
Mm.
And let's see, Dick Chapman will be there. I'll be there with the 11 to 12:30 show. So be sure you stop by and register. You could win. We're giving, what, 100 radios away again this year?
Mm-hmm.
For heaven's sakes. Where's it in the budget?
I don't know.
Hello, Charlie? It's me. Just got back. Yeah, family had a ball. Huh? Flew, United Airlines. What a time we had. There we were. No, I charged it the whole flight. Credit card. United Personal Travel Credit Card. So let me tell you what happened. No, no strings. You book a flight, charge it, and pay it off later in small chunks. Hey, so at this hotel we were staying at... No, United doesn't charge anything for their credit card. It's free. So listen, we just finished unpacking when... What's that, Charlie? You gotta go. You want to go get a United Airlines personal travel credit card right now, but Charlie... Charlie? I love talking to Charlie. He's such a good listener.
By the friendly skies of United.
You got business in Chicago? Then jet United. We fly there 10 times a day, every business day of the week. And United can jet you home almost any time you want to leave Chicago. To get off to a flying start, call United or your travel agent for reservations.
Tie up in the North, Canada and the railroads. This is the Morning Report from CBS News, brought to you by your Sinclair dealer. I'm Alan Jackson. Our big neighbor to the North is moving toward a serious showdown on the labor front, a tie-up of the Transcontinental Railroad line set for noon. And Canada is far more dependent upon rail transportation and exports than the United States would be in a similar situation. The airlines and trucking firms, even with stepped-up operations, are in no position to fill the freight demands. Prime Minister Pearson has said that a short strike would be serious, a long one disastrous. A look at the issues in a moment.
If you're getting ready to go on that automobile trip you've been planning, make sure your car is also ready to go, to be trip-shaped. Your car needs the special attention of your Sinclair dealer. It needs fresh, clean motor oil, expert lubrication, a free Sinclair dealer safety check. And your Sinclair dealer has Sinclair Dino and Dino Supreme gasolines with exclusive nickel compound. Then you'll be all set to discover America best by car. Discover the scenic grandeur of America's countryside, the quaint, quiet villages, towering cities, hallowed landmarks where American history was made. From border to border and coast to coast, the welcome sign is out. So much to see. And now is the time to see it, to discover America best by car. Before you go, make sure your car is ready to go. Get it trip shape at the sign of the Sinclair Dinosaur. Have fun on your trip. Drive with care. And by Sinclair.
11th hour negotiations, or at least meetings, were scheduled last night and this morning in Canada's rail dispute, but there's no real hope of preventing the nation's rail service from being completely shunted to a sidetrack at noon. The gap between the two sides is too wide. The major issue is a demand by Canada's 16 railroad unions for a hefty pay increase, amounting to as much as 40%. The average pay now is $2.23 an hour. The railroads refuse to consider the demand for the 40% increase. Three different conciliation boards have recommended a pay boost of 18%. The unions have voted no on this. The impact of the tie-up will be far more serious for Canada than the recent airline strike was for the United States. For that matter, ironically, the Canadian rail strike could be felt in this country more than the airline strike was. Canada is our greatest trading partner, with about $8 billion worth of goods passing across the border each year. Much of that trade will halt when the Canadian lines stop running at noon. Canada's economy is already in trouble. It's plagued with a spiraling inflation on the one hand, and is heavily dependent upon major exports of agricultural products on the other. Wheat, for example, is the country's top cash product, and wheat shipments are already behind schedule because of a recent strike of grain handlers at the seaport. Throughout the country, industries dependent upon the railroad lifeline are making plans to lay off large numbers of employees as the strike progresses. Some layoffs will start Monday. Fruit growers of Ontario province are in the midst of harvest and will have no trains to move their produce. The premier of one province, Prince Edward Island, has declared a state of emergency. One of the railroads involved, Canadian National, operates the ferries connecting the island with the mainland. A further note in a moment.
How about your cigarette? Are you reaching for taste that's not really there? Then you should change to Camel.
Camel's real taste satisfies longer. Camel's real taste satisfies longer. Camel's real taste satisfies longer. The best taste you can get.
Get with Camel. A real cigarette.
Prime Minister Pearson is making plans to call Parliament into a special session Monday to work on legislation to end the strike. He's not saying what sort of legislation he has in mind, but there's one report that he will include an interim wage increase and compulsory arbitration for the difference. He would also introduce legislation that would allow the railroads to raise their rates, which have been frozen for the last 7 years, with the lines receiving government subsidies instead. But if those rates go too high because of sizable wage increases, then the country's export business will be hurt and the economy as a whole. This has been the Morning Report, brought to you in part by Camel Cigarettes. And this is Alan Jackson. I'll be back tomorrow with a look at another top story of the morning.
Twin City temperature now up 6 degrees in the past hour. 67 degrees, the high today 88.